witnessed while working as a ski instructor and backcountry guide at resorts from Utah to Alaska throughout the past 13 years. But the out-of-bounds regions of Colorado's San Juan Mountains ranked among the most starkly gorgeous, if not exactly death-defying, peaks he'd skied. Few enjoyed his brand of freedom, flying downhill with the warm sun on his face and cool snow at his heels. Fewer got to live their dream. He traversed the remainder of the chute feeling like a lucky SOB despite the financial headaches awaiting him at the end of the day. 3 hours later, Gray collected the transceivers from the team, pocketed his $300 in tips, and headed into his office. A perfect day. Or it had been until now. Gray dumped the transceivers in a plastic bin, stripped off his hunter orange and black Gore-Tex outerwear, and collapsed into the desk chair. He flicked on the computer and stared at the nemesis threatening his aspirations. A spreadsheet. A seriously challenging nightmare for someone with dyslexia. Numbers and text scrambled in the gray-white glare of the computer screen, despite the intentionally enlarged font. His hand balled into a fist, but he stopped short of punching the keyboard, mostly because he couldn't afford to waste $75 on a new one. Unfortunately, spreadsheets